I'm not a spell singer. I'm still not sure what that is.
The humility in his voice surprised him.
But I always thought I had something in me. Every would-be musician does. There's a line that goes, "Magic's in the music and the music's in me." Maybe you're right, Talia. Maybe Clothahump was more accurate than even he knew. I'm going to do what I can, though I can't imagine what that might be. So far, all I know I can do is make this dwar shine purple.
Never mind how you do it, mate. Just don't forget how.
We need to experiment. You need to focus your abilities, John Tom. Any wizard...
Don't call me that.
Any spell singer, then, has to be able to be specific with magic. Unspecific magic is not only useless, it's dangerous.
I don't know any of the right words. I don't know any songs with scientific words.
You've got the music, John Tom. That's magic enough to make the words work.
She looked around the forest. Dusk was settling gently over the treetops.
What do we need?
Money.
Shut up, Mudge. Be serious.
I'm always serious where money be concerned, love.
We can't buy transportation when none exists. Money won't get us safely and quickly to Clotherhump's tree.
She looked expectantly at John Tom.
Want to try that?
What? Transportation? I don't know what kind of...
He broke off, feeling drunk. Drunk from the after effects of the music. Drunk from what it seemed he'd done with it. Drunk with the knowledge of an ability he didn't know he possessed, and completely at a loss as to what to make of it. What song to play for transportation? Wasn't that always the problem? Which song would work best, whether you're trying to charm magic experience or an audience? California hot rod music. Sure, that sounded right. What would Talia and Mudge make of that? His companions threw him concerned looks. His hands moved toward the strings. In his cradling arms, the duar began to vibrate and glow mightily. This time, the luminescence spread from the strings to encompass the entire instrument. It was like a live thing in his hands, struggling to break free. He hung on tight while awkwardly picking out the notes. Rising chords sprang from his fingers. Talia and Mudge stepped back from him, their eyes wide and intent on the open grass between. A pulsing yellow ball of light had tumbled from the duar to land on the earth. It grew and twisted, swollen with the music. John Tom faced away from it, preoccupied with his playing. When Talia's cry finally made him turn, the glowing shape had grown considerably.
It works!
The shape began to assume a roughly cylindrical outline. He hoped it would be a lemon-yellow convertible, and that it would materialize with a full tank of gas. It would be a vehicle the likes of which this world had never imagined. He really was a little drunk now. Too much pride can stupefy the brain as readily as alcohol. He began to improvise stanzas about AM/FM radios, racing stripes, mags, and slicks. After all, as long as he was conjuring up a vehicle, he might as well do it upright.